We're continuing in Halacha Zayin. Okay, Alpha Halacha Zayin. Last time, we read through this whole part about child nursing from the mother. And the part that's negated to us is that for 2 years, the child can nurse from his mother, even if he stopped in the middle. It doesn't make a difference. He's free to nurse for 2 years. And whether he could go 4 or 5 years depended on some other details that we had. Okay, so that had been the din. That he can nurse the tree. So we turn the page, you find out that we're not finished with that. Because the Ramah says, if I am ben Ezer Simini Gimel, im chodesh Iber Oil Lamin. So the Ramah says, you go look in Eben Ezer, and you're going to find out, I told you here that the dinus depends, you have 2 years. Okay, but what happens if those two years have an extra month in it? Okay, I'm sorry, Mechaber said you had 24 months. So what happens if those 2 years had an extra month in it? So the Rambam says, go look in Eben Ezer and you'll find out what that's going to be. Okay, so before I get to tell you what the Rambam means, let me just explain to you what the Shaila. You understand what the question is? That there are lots of dinim. We're going to talk about 3 specific examples, but there's lots of dinim that depend on, that go for a year, for 2 years. In our case, it's 2 years. And for all of them, there's a Shaila whether if there's an extra month in the middle there, does the extra month go to count or it doesn't count? Do you get 12 months, or you get 13 months, or 24, 25 months? Okay, and the simple rule is that it depends how Chazal say that rule. Okay, if Chazal say the rule is something that takes 12 months, then you get 12 months. It doesn't make a difference if it's in a BR. And if Chazal say the rule is that it takes a year, then you get a year, and if it's in a BR, then it takes 13 months. Okay, that's the simple rule. We'll see in our example, that's the simple way that the rule works. Depends on how it's spoken out by Chazal. But what we're going to find out as we go through each of the examples, actually, we're going to find out that the rule is not so simple. That's the etzem, the rule, but the rule is not so simple. Just a simple case where the rule very easily applies, that if a person is an oval for a parent, they're an oval for 12 months. What happens if there's an embryo? It doesn't make a difference. Avinu sends it after 12 months. Why? Everybody says, but the reason is because the din says a person's over for 12 months. It doesn't say he's over for a year. He's over for 12 months. So the Avinu ends after 12 months. Everybody agrees that when 12 months is over, it doesn't make a difference whether how many others there were, it ends after 12 months. Okay, and there's a similar dover. This is not a real example. Not a real example of what we want. There's a Mishnah in Bava Metzia that says that if I rent a person a field, a house, or whatever, I rent him something, and I say it should be for 12 months, then he gets it for 12 months. If I say it should be for a year, and they add an extra month into it, then he gets the extra month for that. Okay, depending on how we speak it, it's really not an example of what we want. But it's a similar idea, which is just for a simon, that if you say 12 months, or if you say a year, it comes out different ways. Okay, how could it be? Before we get to our examples, how could it be that it should depend on whether it's an embryo or not an embryo? How could it depend on whether something that takes a year should go like that? So you're probably familiar with Yushalmi, that says, the well-known Yushalmi, that says about a girl's psulim, that a girl's psulim can grow back for 3 years. And Yushalmi says, based on the pasuk, that if there's an embryo in the middle there, and they come in on an extra month, lo and behold, it's going to have an extra month to grow back. Hagam, that it's really a metzias. Hagam, that it should be a physical thing, shouldn't depend on whether Chazal decided, whether the Bezdin decided there should be extra month and extra month, shouldn't make a difference. Yushalmi says it makes a difference. It's brought lahalacha in Megeta Bar Mitzvah, and Megeta Front brings it, and the Shachmans, it's all, it's such a thing as brought lahalacha. And another version of the same thing, it's a related thing, is the Ramah says in the beginning of Eben Ezer, there's a bunch of dinim there about understanding how long the lady was pregnant for. And the Ramah says that if a lady, his example is like this, a lady became pregnant at the beginning of Sivan, I'm sorry, at the end of Sivan, and she gave birth at the beginning of Kislev, okay? You don't have to, I'll tell you them yet. She gave, at the beginning of Kislev, so that's considered that she had a baby who was 7 months old. She was pregnant for 7 months, even though there are only 5 months in between those. Okay, there are only 5 months, you can count the months. There's only 5 months in between. And the reason is because the Gemara says, Shipur Garam, that the Shefer, the calling of Rosh Chodesh counts as a new month. So she became pregnant the last day of Sivan. When Tammuz starts, she's now in her second month. Even though physically she's only been pregnant for... What? I don't remember the Cheshmer. The Gemara talks about that's part of the Cheshmer of the Gemara, whether she is or is not. But the Gemara, she's considered to be, when she's pregnant for 7 months, even though she's only been pregnant for 20, a day, really, physically, on the clock, it was only 24 hours or a day. But even so, a new month started, click, and she goes into the new month, so she could be pregnant for 5 months and 2 days, and magically, it's called 7 months. It's the same kind of a din, that That's what the Gemara says, Shippur Garam, that the Sharif of Rosh Chodesh, when the Chacham say that the new month started, the new month starts. And does it, if all the dinim fall into place. So these are...
The
Sharif
of the Beis Hamikdash, what is the Sharif of Rosh Chodesh?
When they blow to be Mekadosh Chodesh. Yeah, but it doesn't mean that. It means even nowadays. We don't have a Sharif nowadays. What I mean is, when the Chacham say that the new month starts, then the new month starts. And so I'm saying, we're saying that there's such a thing, it's possible that the Metzias should depend on what the din says. So... for these kind of things, we're going to find out whether, in some cases, they do or don't apply. Okay. So now, we have three cases to talk about. One is very connected to us, which is the Ramah says to look in Ebenezer, Simon Yud Gimel. You want to know if the lady's supposed to nurse for 24 months or for 25 months. That's when we get to our din, right here in Simpei Aleph. So Ramah says, go look over there, because our din is interconnected. Mamash, very interconnected. It's the same din as a din called Menekes Chaveri. Okay, Menekes Chaveri means that if a lady... if a man dies and her wife wants to get remarried, she cannot get remarried if she has a baby that's under 2 years old. Okay, if she has a baby, she's menekes. So it's for the safety of the baby, she's not allowed to get married until a certain point because we're concerned that her husband's not going to support the baby. Okay, so she can't get married for 2 years. The Shulchan Aruch says she can't. The amount she can't get married is for 24 months. That's what the Mechaber says. And the Ramah says that's what I'm saying. The Ramah says. Ramah says, but no, you should be choishish and not let her get married for an extra month. Okay, she can't get married for an extra month. What's the reason? What's the machlokes whether she can get married for 24 months or 25 months?
Well, I mean, if there's a leap year.
We're talking about, what we're talking about is if there's a leap year, if there's a leap year, you can't marry for 24 months. So the Gemara says, the machlokes is like this. In Kamat, every place that the Gemara talks about this din, it says chavdal choydish. And therefore the Mechaber says, again, like our rule is, if it talks in chadashim, then the rule chavdal chadashim. It doesn't make a difference what day, what month it's physically called. And the Ramah is being machmir because there's one place where it says in the Gemara, it talks about 2 years, and therefore to be choshish that maybe that Gemara has been very specific, the Ramah says you should wait 25 months. If there's an Ibriyar, you should wait to 2 full years and 2 like that. Okay, now, it's a little bit of a strange thing that just went on over here, because the Ramah says over here, but I have Nezir Simin Yud Gimel. And people understand the Ramah to be saying is that just like over there, you wait 25 months, also over here, you wait 25 months. Okay, now, the difference is that over there it's a chumrah. Over there it's a chumrah to say, don't let her get married for an extra month, because we want to be careful and be extra careful that the baby should live. So we're a chumrah to wait 25 months because there's one gemara that says like that. In our case, it's a kula. In our case, we're saying there's a din d'rabbanan that the baby's not allowed to nurse if it had stopped, whatever the rules were. And now we're saying, give him an extra month because that goes. So it's not really doima. Okay, it's not exactly the same, but Kaka, that's what the Ramah says. Okay, now, there are two shittas who argue on the Ramah about that. Okay, I'm not going to tell you the details about this. There's a Nevi Yehuda and a Chassam Sofer who argue on that Ramah. Just for the curiosity, the Nevi Yehuda, I'll tell you, the Nevi Yehuda says he doesn't agree with this rule that if it says Shana, that means something. He brings a raya from last week's parasha, 2 weeks ago, a recent parasha where it talks about, but the Ari Chayma, the Gemara says that it says, you have to have a Shana Tamima to be paid to buy back the Bader Chaima. The Gemara says, it's only because it says Tamima that you get the extra month in a leap year. Had it just said Shana, you would not get it. So he says, you see from there that the word Shana doesn't mean 13 months in a leap year. Okay, that's the and the Chassam Sofer has got a Cheshbin, you wouldn't with a Gematria. Okay, the din is hanging on a Gematria of the word Sevashel. Okay, really? No, really. It's not for now. Okay, but the Chassam Sofer says, don't be so much on what he says. But he has the whole cheshbon why the lady can get married before 25 months is over. He wants to argue under Ramah and say she can get married after sometimes in 24 and a half months. That's what he wants to do. Based on the question. Okay. So that was our first thing. Okay, the second case where it comes up is like this. The Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Nun Zayin that if you have an animal that was a suffix trefa, then you could, and the animal lives for 12 months, then the animal's not a trefa. Okay, that means is, trefas is really made based on an assumption that a trefa doesn't live for 12 months. Nowadays, we don't decide that an animal's a trefa based on whether it lives in 12 months. We don't look at a sickness and say, that it is or is not a trefa based on that. But if we have a suffix trefas, then we could pass in it based on the animal living for 12 months. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Okay, that just says 12 months. It doesn't say what the din is. The Shach says, if you look in Teres Chatas, That's the Rambam. You look in Taras Chatas, you'll see that if it's a leap year, then the animal has to live for 13 months. And the Prichodesh looks at it and he says, I don't know what you're talking about. He says, why should you wait 13 months? He says, every single time the Gemara says this din, that an animal doesn't live for 12 months if it's a treif, it always says 12 months. He says, so why is the Rama saying that if it's a leap year, you should wait 13 months? So he says, oh, I know what it is. Again, the general rule is that if it says months, then the din is months. It doesn't depend on years. So he says, I know what it is. If the Rama's l'shitasoi, that the Rama said, by menekes chaveroi, that you get the extra month, even though the Gemara always says 24 months over there, he says, the Rama's l'shitasoi, it doesn't make any sense. We'll pass like the machaber, that you wait 24 months for menekes chaveroi, he doesn't want to go for it. Okay? So now, the only thing is, the problem is that the Prichodesh, it's obvious that the Prichodesh did not see Teres Chatas. Okay? He must see the Simonim of Teres Chatas. The end of Teres Chatas, there's a summary called the Simonim. He must have seen that where the Rambam just says that. Well, he saw the other thing that the Shach wrote. The Shach means that Abri Rav Rav also just says, you wait 13 months. Because okay? If you look at the real Teres Chatas, the Teres Chatas is very clear. He says, it's true that the Gemara says always 12 months. And whenever it says 12 months, that means you don't get an extra year. That's the Rambam speaks of that. He says, but in this case, it's different. In this case, it's different. Because the Gemara explains that the reason why a treifa lives for 12 an animal lives for 12 months is not a treifa, is because there are some sicknesses that get only better in the winter, some sicknesses only get better in the summer, and therefore you have to wait a full cycle in order to make sure to see if the animal got better, and if it got better in one of those things, then it wasn't really a treifa all along. Okay, so the Rama is not arguing on this rule. It's true that when it says Yud Beis Chodesh, it means Yud Beis Chodesh. But in this case, the Gemara gave us an explanation for the rule, and that explanation tells us that if it's an Ibra, you get 13 months. Okay?
That's the last part I didn't get. How does that explanation tell us that?
Oh, so the Pesach Tshuva brings that there are those who says it from. He brings there are those who say you have to wait always 365 days. There are those who say that. Okay, Kinneret, we don't go for that. I mean, there are people who say you might every year you always wait 365 days because you have to get a full cycle.
Okay, but we're not doing that. I don't get the change of 12 to 13.
Because what's your question?
The same month. The year is the same. So you should have a problem in 12 months also. Any year should be a problem in 12 months.
Why?
It's not a full solar year.
Because it's not a full solar year.
Yeah,
okay, so if I would have told you, I'm sorry for...
Regarding the seasons, it doesn't
give you a number. Some sorry for answers that question. I didn't tell you that. Some sorry for says that when you have something that takes a full year and we shorten up the year, it's only to your benefit. Okay? He says it always works better for you, whether it should take 12 months, 13 months, whatever is better for you, that's what works out. We don't make years shorter to hurt you. Okay? He has this rule that, so therefore, if Chazal said that the year is over, then everything catches up. You don't lose out from that. If the year ended now, even though there's really another 11 days till the solar year to go out, even so, you're okay. The Rosh Hashanah takes care of you.
Well, the benefits you need.
The benefits you need.
So you get packed into
the year. You get packed in, because if the Bezin says the year ends,
if it's longer, then you don't get the benefits of the end of the year.
Right, that's correct. That's what I'm telling you. It's a whole thing. I didn't tell you. I'm sorry.
No, but the
okay, so anyhow, so the that's what the documentary says. I'm sorry. The Teres Chatas says that his reason is because you have to have a full year. Okay, just before you go on, that my point here is not only to tell you the din, but to tell you that even though the Prichodesh is right, the Gemara always says Yud Beis Chodesh, and the rule is that when it says Yud Beis Chodesh, that means is 12 months, even if it's a leap year. That is the rule. But here we have this exception to the rule. The Teres Chatas said there's an exception, because the Gemara gave a reason, and the reason makes it to be 13 months, so therefore, don't follow the rule. Okay, I'm more focusing on that than the detail, which is, the rule is 12 months because it says Yud Beis Chodesh. But the exception, because the Gemara gave this reason, we have an exception, and therefore we follow the exception. Okay, I'm trying to discourage you from automatically following the rule. And you can't just say, in my next example more so, you can't just say just because it says Yud Beis Chodesh, we can then figure out. But generally that's the rule. You have to just know, because sometimes there's this exception like this. Okay. The last case is, when we learned Simon Pedal, we saw many times that there's a din that if a bug is around for 12 months, after 12 months are over, it's dried out, and it's all kinds of explanations for what happens to it. It disintegrates, it dries out, the bottle, whatever it is, it becomes water. Okay, after 12 months, it becomes water. We saw it many times in Simon Pedal. So the Gilim Ashar on the side of the page there in Simon Pedal tells you to look at the Knesset Sagdol. Knesset Sagdol appears in his Pirush on the tour. He talks about, should you need 12 months for that then, or 13 months if there's leap year? If there's leap year, does that drawing out of the bugs take 12 months or 13 months? Okay, so now, again, so don't shake your heads, because to us it makes no sense. To us, 12 months is an amount of time. It's a physical thing that takes 12 months for that to happen. That's why I started by telling you that we've in some dinim, by the din deciding that now it's a year, it's not a year, that should decide whether something dries out or not dries out. Again, from the pure logic, it doesn't make sense to us. But again, the physical world is being tied to the din and to the spiritual world, and if the din says it's not a year yet, then it's not a year. I got that in
the oven. If it gets baked in the oven, it's also dried out, right?
That price can say that, yes.
Right. Okay. So the shear is a recommendation. It's a seems it's dried out.
No, the shear is a level of dryness. When it gets to a certain
okay.
A certain moisture percentage, whatever the number is, right?
Okay, so if I have if it happens in an oven, then it happens in 12 months, it happens in 12 months.
No. So you're saying if I measure it and I see it happening after 12 months, I would be mutter. Guess what? If you saw this after 6 months, you'd be mutter also.
Right.
But if you don't know, if you just have something there and you want to know what's going to happen, so then your assumption should be it's going to take 13 months to happen. If you measured it after 4 months and it was dried out, it would be dried out also. Seemingly.
It's not the same as Bissau.
Because?
It's not the same thing.
And the baby, the lady who's pregnant, so all of a sudden the baby jumps up and how fast he grows? Because that's what they said. They said that all of a sudden she's pregnant for 7 months. You know, she's physically only pregnant for 5 months.
If there's a lot with one shear, that's the shear. That's the shear, and the ruchni is, I don't know, it physically goes into the shear. But it depends on the dry. Go bake an oven, it's like this, something else like that. You know, that's it. So in a very dry atmosphere, you can't, it doesn't make any sense.
Okay, so. So
let's say you look there and it's not dry. It doesn't look dry at all. It doesn't matter. If the 12 months passed in a normal year, so then you could...
Right. I don't know what we would do then. I don't know what we would do if it went through 12 months and it wasn't dry. I don't know what we would do. But if we were not so sophisticated, in other words, we didn't know that it's too dry or too not dry, we would just believe Chazal and say, after 12 months, we take their word for that it's dried out. So when did we get that comfort without knowing anything, without thinking about how dry it is? After 12 months or 13 months. Okay, so let's see what happens. So the Knesset there says, the Pashas says, that should take only 12 months. You don't need an extra month in the leap year. Why? He says, because the Gemara's court says it's Yud Beis Chodesh. The Gemara uses the term Yud Beis Chodesh, and again, if it says Yud Beis Chodesh, and Yud Beis Chodesh means 12 months, there's no difference how many years it is, it depends just how many months it is. Okay, but he has three reasons why shouldn't be true. Okay, his first is, he says, is if you look by Minekes Chaveroi, it says there are some people who hold it takes 25 months. Okay, so now, even though the Gemara over there says 24 months so many times, there's so many times as the Gemara say 24 months about Minekes Chaveroi, there may be one time that it said 2 years, but it says so many times that Minekes Chaveroi means 24 months, so maybe 24 months is Lavdavka. Maybe you learn from there that this month is Lavdavka, and 12 months is just a nice way of saying a year. Okay. Then he says, wait a second, go look at the Teres Chattis. The Teres Chattis is machmir to say that you have to wait 13 months by to see if an animal's a treifa. You have to wait 13 months. He says, I know you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me that over there, by waiting 13 months, the other animal had a special reason, because it has to wait for the winter and the summer, and makes no sense over here. He says, no, but Lamaisi says it. But then his most convincing argument is like this. He says, listen to the words of the Gemara. Okay. The Gemara says, V'chilchasa. Okay, the Gemara is now going to say the din of treifa waiting 12 months and a bug waiting 2 months. V'chilchasa. Bezachar, meaning, the Gemara means bezachar means because if it's in a keva, if an animal becomes pregnant and gives birth, that also proves it's not a treifa. Okay? So bezachar, where it doesn't have that option of becoming pregnant. Kol shnei maser chodesh, if it waits 12 months, it's not a treifa. Or b'nei keva, kol shnei any yoledes, if it gave birth. Amar funa, Kol berish einli etzem einim is kain yud beis chodesh. So the Knesset there says the Gemara put the two dinim right next to each other. The Gemara said 12 months to become a treifa right next to the din of 12 months to dry out for a bug to become mutter. He says this. So it seems from the Gemara that the dinim are the same. It said 12 months. It sure seems like there's some connection between those dinim. Even though logically we don't see it, this is 12 months to become healthy. This is 12 months to dry out. The Gemara put them right next to each other. Then there must be some connection and. You have to wait 13 months for the bug to dry out. Okay, that's what he finds the most convincing. Prima Gadol brings it, and the Gilgamesh Rasha brings it. The Prima Gadol brings it. He says, yes, you should be machmir for that. Okay, from a different angle, the Dugum Ravava on the page there also in Siman Pei Daled. He doesn't bring these, but he says I have a different reason why you have to wait 12 months. Because the Gemara I just read to you was an Amud Aleph. Okay, if you turn the Gemara to Amud Beis, the Gemara Amud Beis brings a story. Okay, The Gemara story is Hani Tamri or I don't know if it's a story. It's a thing. Hani Tamri Dekada Lepasa Tracy Yarchi Shata Sharon. It says these certain kind of things. We talked about it then. What it is? After Tracy Yarchi Shata Sharon. So over there, the Gemara says that it's a year. It says Tracy Yarchi Shata. It says 12 months, which is a year. Okay, so. When the Gemara says that, he says, because of that, you should be mocked and say that it should take a year. Even though, when the Gemara said the din of it, when the Gemara really said it, it said, after 12 months, and just use the 12 months, the Gemara probably says this, but it says here, and a year also, so you have to wait, then we have to wait the extra month.
Tracer Yahi, colon, Shasa.
Well, why didn't it just say Tracer Yahi? Why didn't it say 12 months? So 12 months.
Okay,
so that's what he said. That's what he says. And he says that's what you should mock for 12 months. Okay, so let's one more point to this.
13 months.
You have to wait 13 months. So now, first thing is, okay, I'll get to that afterwards. Okay, there's another thing that takes 12 months to dry out over here. It's good you stay here. The Gemara says that if you keep a barrel of wine for 12, a tray of wine for 12 months, it dries out and becomes mutter. Okay, how long does that take? Does it take 12 months or 13 months if you have an ivyar? I didn't see anybody talking about it over there. I'm sure somebody must. I didn't see anybody talking about that din over there. And the Pasha says, the Gemara says that it's 12 months. The Gemara always uses the word Yud Beis Chodesh. So it takes 12 months, and if it's a Dibri, you don't have to wait 13 months. Okay? So listen to, we have a very strange din over here. We have a strange din over here. If you have a bug, after 12 months it dries out and becomes mutter. If you have a barrel of wine, after 12 months it dries out and becomes mutter. To me, those didn't sound awful similar. It's not even like 12 months of an animal living. I mean, 12 months drying out bugs and 12 months drying out wine sure sound like it's coming from the same place. I don't know what the makor is, but they sure sound like the same thing. But what's the din? If you wait for a barrel, you wait 12 months. If you wait for a bug, you wait 13 months. You wait 13 months because the Gemara said the din of bugs next to the din of animals living for 12 months. So what's going on here? I mean, either it takes, in Ibiar, it takes 13 months, or in Ibiar it takes 12 months. I mean, what are you, what's it, should it make a difference between a barrel and a bug? What should be the difference? I mean, seemingly, the din sound really the same. I mean, it takes 12 months for something to dry up. Sure sounds like it's the same din. Why should one be different than the other one? I mean, it's as if to say, I don't know what this would mean, it's as if to say that living things are connected to the din. Okay? The bug to dry out, or the animal to become pregnant, or the lady to have her soon go back, or a lady to nurse her baby, how long it takes, and all those things, those are living things, those are beings, they're connected to the din. And the wine is not a living thing, the wine is just an inanimate, it's something that grows in the ground. The wine maybe is not connected to the din. Okay, I don't know why that should be. But what should, if we're going to come up with this really strange, otherwise we have to give some explanation, we're coming up with this really strange din, that a bug takes 13 months to dry out, and a barrel takes 12 months to dry out, which seemingly there shouldn't be any, from the logic side of it, I can't hear what the logic should be. Anyhow, so, just to sum it up, we have a rule, that if Chazal say a rule and they call it 12 months or 24 months, then it depends on the months and every year don't make a difference. Having extra months thrown in there, you have your 12 months, your 24 months, and that's it. And the other hand, the rule is that if it says Shana or 2 years, then it goes, that's how much it takes. If you get an extra month to the year, then that's what it is, and you have to add an extra month to it. But we saw here, at least two of our examples, where Hagam, that the Chazal said in a specific way, we found out that there are exceptions. There's reasons why that rule doesn't apply. So the rule, in theory, was such a rule that if it says 12 months, a person's available for 12 months because that's what the Gemara says. You don't have to wait the extra month. But if there's, in the cases that we gave to us, the trafes and the bugs drying out, there were exceptions. So we can't follow the rule per se, because magically there were exceptions.